Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It is 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I'm glad John Deaney's here, too, because he's a good friend of ours, an old friend, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the president of Management Performance Network, which is a TAB Board's organization. It's his own company, but he's part of the TAB Board's operation, the group that helps small businesses all over the country to do a better job. And we'll get him to tell us about that in a little bit. But he's our good friend, John Deaney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back again.
It's good to have you back. John, here we are hard by to this big 800-pound gorilla holiday that's that no disrespect intended, folks, but in terms of holidays, this is the biggie, isn't it, John?
Yeah, my kids just came up to me over the weekend and said, how come we don't spread out the holidays better over the year, Dad?
Smart kid.
Do everything at once.
What a smart kid. Can I hire him when he grows up?
No, he's going to be a businessman, unfortunately. We can't stop him. He's too entrepreneurial.
Yeah, well, he's too logical, too. It makes a lot of sense to me. But anyway, here we are. It's the holidays, and there's all this obligation out there, John, where we feel obligated to give people gifts, and sometimes we feel obligated to give people things to people who work for us, don't we?
Absolutely.
Shouldn't we feel obligated?
Not any more than we feel obligated to any other friend to give them a token. You know, the old term is it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
You know, I heard just before you broke, you made an interesting comment, which is part of what my thinking. You know, first we have to find the money to give them.
Right.
Well, too many times a small business owner, when you're struggling, when you're on the growth curve, when you're, battling in what Doug Tatum calls no man's land, where you're doing three jobs for the price of one, you don't have the money to give out. And you go and give the employees a turkey, or you give them a $25 gift certificate. Then one year, you're coming towards the end of the year, and you're looking, oh my goodness, we've got a bottom line. We actually have money in the bank, and the business is starting to fly.
Hmm.
And I think too many business owners are too quick to discount those years of sweat and go, well, I need to hand a big chunk of this over to the employees because it was their work that made it happen. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense to the employees why this gift suddenly falls out of the sky into their lap. Quite frankly, if your turnover with your employees is 10% or 20% or 30% a year or whatever it is, it's still going to be the same as next year.
Mm-hmm.
Giving them half the profits isn't going to change
money
that.
Money's not going to change that. That's for sure. And the other thing is, John, as you know, maybe employees wouldn't recognize this, but they'd be a lot better off for that money to stay in the company's working capital than to give it to them.
Right. Right.
But how do we reconcile that with the need to be reasonable about these things? You know, John, you and I have to be very careful not to sound like Scrooges. And I know that both of us act like we are, but maybe I don't think we really are. But the thing is that there is a balancing act, isn't there, between making sure that you share the wealth with your and then the success with your employees, because that's important. I know you wouldn't say that it isn't, but also making sure that you don't lose your head and get the company into trouble.
Well, one of our taglines in most of our discussions with small businessmen about employees and human resources and working with employees, I say to them constantly, did you hire them or did you adopt them?
Mm-hmm.
I give my children gifts. I give employees incentives. And money that comes from the sky with nothing attached to it and no knowledge of how it was earned is a gift. It's not an incentive.
Mm-hmm.
And it will do nothing to incent any behavior because there wasn't any behavior that caused it.
Right.
They don't know what they did. They just got this present.
So we need to make sure that we separate the Christmas gift, the holiday gift, from maybe the year-end bonus. We need to make sure that those two are completely distinguished, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the biggest issue. People take their profits at the end of the year, and depending upon how well the company did, that's how big the Christmas bonus is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I think, counterproductive.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, John.
It ruins employee behavior.
Well, we need to give them the holiday gift around the holidays, and then the year-end bonus, if there is any, typically, you know, that doesn't happen until after the books are closed and we actually know what everything cost us and what we got left over.
Right, except for a small business person, is, you know, in any kind of pass-through entity, if he doesn't do it by December 31st, he pays taxes on it.
Well, that's true, but you can always do it on the 29th or something,
sure.
Or the 30th or something like that.
Sure, but I think that's one of the issues is people say, well, I'm giving out Christmas bonuses anyway, and in another week I'll have to pay taxes on it. Why don't we just throw it all into the holiday bonus?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't serve to accomplish what you're looking to do, which is have the employees appreciate what a great boss they've got.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, that's what we want out of it.
Well, exactly. And, of course, that's the truth, right, with you and me. They have got great bosses, right?
Right. Yeah, because we do the work of three people for the paycheck of one. They only have to do the work of one for one.
and we're so charming, too. So
right.
So give us some ideas. How do we make sure that we make this happen? What do we need to do?
Well, you have to do preparation, number one. If you've always done this, if you've always looked at the bottom line at the end of the year and given away generous bonuses, even if you're going to do something a week later, you have to give the employees a heads up. You know, another thing that many of us say is, well, we want to get it to them before Christmas because then they can have a great holiday. Well, you know, if they know it's coming a week later, you can even tell them how much is coming a week later. But separate that out. They've got credit cards. They can make it another week.
Well, not only that, you might not be doing them a favor. They'd be just blow it on Christmas.
But, and a lot of them do.
Yeah.
A lot of them take it out. And that is certainly not an incentive. You find, you know, anything that's given to an employee in cash in a situation where they are, it's going to be gone in 3 days, the incentive effect of that is gone in 3 days.
Right. John, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. John Deeney and I will be right back after these messages. And we've got more to come right after these. 20 after. Stay with us.
Nothing is going right. Close your...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, John Deeney, is our guest. John, give us your website, please, and tell us about TAB Boards.
Well, TAB is a national organization. There's about 170 of us that run boards of small business owners who get together once a month and act as each other's board because, as you know, we're pretty alone out there.
Yep.
We're in most major cities. Nationally, you can find us at tabboards.com, and our website is at tabsanantonio.com.
All right. Now, what's the cross-section of men and women in these boards?
About the same as small business owners, and I'm not counting home-based businesses. You know,
right.
I don't want to sound gender-biased, but and a disproportionate number of women-owned businesses are home-based businesses. When you look at the numbers. But we run about 75% male, 25% female.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we have women in virtually every board.
Well, good.
And we've asked them, by the way, interesting side note, Jim, I've asked several times our women business owners, I've said, would you like us to put a separate event or a separate group together for just the women business owners in TAB? And they look at me in disgust. And
I bet. Well, good for them.
There's lots of those whining groups around. We don't want one of those. We join this to be with other business owners.
No, I think that would be a mistake. But I'm glad they said that. Good for them. Tell them I said congratulations on passing that test.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, we're back to giving our employees gifts, and And how do we decide? So basically, we've determined that Christmas is for giving a gift, so we should buy them a turkey or give them a $25 or $50 or whatever gift certificate, and that's Christmas. That's the holiday gift.
I tell you what, just to interject here for a second, the business owner I know that gets the most mileage out of his gifts, and he's got about 35 employees, goes out and buys an individual gift for every...
Wow.
And presents it to him at the Christmas party with why I bought you this. It's not a sweater. It's something clever or something that shows he knows their hobby or their interest.
But you know, John, if I had 35 employees, I'd have time to go out and do that too.
But I mean, that of course is much more difficult than a gift certificate, but I'll tell you, it doesn't matter what he spends. You know, he'll have a little gift made. He had one guy that went out to a Habitat for Humanity project and smashed his thumb, and he had a little hammer spray-painted gold mounted on a piece of wood. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just the fact that the boss knows about you.
Right.
It really is the
That's
thought.
That's a good idea.
But for most of us that don't have, you know, a week to go shopping for the employees.
Right.
Yes, a supermarket gift certificate, and especially, as we said, cash goes away quick. Mm-hmm. Something that they have to go out and conduct a transaction or, you know, put something in their hand that they can hold and say, this was my gift from the company, is far more effective.
How about something practical, like a book or a training course or something like that? Or that's like giving your wife a toaster, right?
They kind of look at that as you're feathering your own nest.
Well, and that's not fun either, is it? So
No. And then you separate out the bonus. Let me tell you a great anecdote, and I won't get into how many other things were wrong with this scenario, but I knew some business owners who went away every Christmas, and they left the Christmas bonuses in envelopes hanging from the company Christmas tree.
Uh-oh.
To be opened at the company Christmas party. Now, you can see eight kinds of disaster from this approach.
Yeah.
It was just the worst idea I ever heard. But the interesting thing is they had a guy who was an inside salesman and a good guy, and they had a really great year, and they gave him the biggest bonus in the company, which at that time, this was some years back, was $1,000, and that was a big bonus for them. The next year, they had a very, very difficult year, but like many small business owners, they didn't share this stuff with the employees. They didn't think the employees should worry about how the company's doing, but they didn't have the money to be giving out the same kind of holiday bonuses.
Right.
And everybody got about half of what they got the year before. And this one fellow, because he had worked so hard and he had really been a stalwart in the company, they gave him 80% of what he had gotten the year before. He got $800 instead of $1,000. He opened that thing at the party, opened the envelope, pulled out the check, said those unappreciative SOBs, and walked out the door and was never seen in that company again.
Wow. Big mistake not to communicate, right?
Right. If they don't know why they're getting it and what it is in return for as far as their activities go, the only assumption left is daddy loves me or mommy loves me.
Yeah.
And when you have a tough year, they assume daddy loves me less.
And it turned out to be no good deed goes unpunished.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's really sad that can happen, and nobody meant anything untoward. Nobody meant to do that. It was just bad planning, bad management, and poor communication.
Right. They thought they were stepping up for him more than any other employee.
Well, that's the reason why you need to separate the Christmas thing, and I think that's one of the best things that you told us today is to make sure that we separate the Christmas gift, folks, from the performance bonus. Two different things all together. It's just coincidental that the end of the year comes along at the same time that Christmas comes along.
Correct.
Yeah. John Dini, give us your website again, please.
TabSanAntonio.com, and nationally we're at TabBoards.com.
Can we still get your book there, 103 Hiring, 103
yes.
Tips for Better Hiring?
103 Tips for Better Hiring. We have it on the website.
You can get pick that
it up
there. Thanks, John.
Thanks
a
lot.
Have a good holiday, and I'm looking forward to my Christmas present, by the way.
Okay, it's in the mail.
Quick break, right back with Russell Brown. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.